in Patris Matos, the Pasuk for Nosa Savona, that the Torah says that he can, the balcony, Mefa, the Dorim of his wife, and the Torah tells us that that the imhofer yofer osam achle shamo v'nosa es avona. So Rashi says v'nosa es avona, that v'nosa es avona hu nichnas tachter lamad mikan shagorim tekol chaveru hu nichnas tachtov. The whole onshin, that if he's going with Takola, so he's responsible. And the Ramban on the Torah says, I'm going to read the lashon of the Ramban, for who, first Ramban quotes the Rashi, which is from a Sifri, and the Ramban continues, V'nirisha isha hazo shogeges omut'a, that this woman is a shogeg in terms of if in violation of the neder, ki hakosu medaber baal sheshama ve'ein ha'ish yodas bo ve'achaz man hefer ve'amala shu yom shamo. V'lemadu hakosav shnei dvarim shehabal nosei avon ki ilu hu nadav v'yochol dvaro v'shehi p'tura ve'ein aler me'ones hashkogos klal. That she's potter. The husband said that he was made for the neder, and it was beyond shamo, but that was not the case. So when she violated the neder, because she thought that vava was valid, was completely inadvertent. But the lashon of the Ramban says, "Shabal nosi oven ki ilu hu nada v'yochel dvarav." So you see that the baal is over, because he was goyim, that she would be violate the neder, that he's violates as if he was over an isa v'yachel. So in Lifnei Iver, I once heard from the Rav that the two ways to interpret the nature of the Issa Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver an Issa Prati or an Issa Klali? Is it a specific Issa? In other words, if I'm over Lifnei Iver, each Lifnei Iver of that specific Avera that I was Machshil the person in, it's stamped as that I violated that Issa. So if I gave wine to a Nazir, so I was over on an Issa Nazivus. If I gave Chaza to a person to eat, it was an Issa, it's an Issa Prati, specific Issa Vayachal of Lifnei Iver of Chaza. Or is it just a generic Issa because I violated the general Issa of Lifnei Iver? So the Ravs thought that this was machloekes between the Ramban and the Balamor in Sanhedrin. With this machloekes on Daf Ayin Dalet by Lifnei Iver v'Avodah Zarah, is it Yehovah Yavah? The Ramban, it speaks about by Kafki v'dim Nuiki, which were Klei Nechoshes that were used to hold the coals that the priests for the Avodah Zarah, they used to use them and put them in front of the Avodah Zarah. And so the Gemara says that there's no Yehovah Yavah as related to that. It's considered Shara Veris because it's not considered Lavda Avodah Zarah. So that's the way the Ramban and the Balamor interpret. However, the Balamor says that it would have been Yehovah Yavah. It's considered that because the goy is doing lahanos atzmo. So that you see from the Rav said the Balamor would have thought that it was Yehovah Yavah, even though it's an east of Lifnei Iver, because it's only because it's not from the Gimel Averis, but because it's Lahanos Atzmo. But if not for that, Lifnei Iver per se would have been considered Issa Avodah Zarah and Yehovah Yavah. sort of said that this machlokes between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban is about this very issue, whether Lifnei Iver Avodah Zorah is Yehovah or Yahweh, because the Lifnei Iver is an Issa Proti, so it's an Issa Avodah Zorah, it's Yehovah or Yahweh. That's the opinion of the Baal HaMor. And the Ramban thinks that Lifnei Iver is not Yehovah or Yahweh, because it's a general Issa, generic Issa. It's not considered Lifnei Iver Avodah Zorah, it's not considered Issa Avodah Zorah. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, in terms of a parallel issue, the Gemara says, at the beginning of Shabbos, the Gemara says, and Daf Gimel, Bava Deresha Pato Mutu. So, the Gemara says, in terms of if I stick out my hand, and so the Ani puts it into my hand, into the Shus HaYachid. So that's it's Potter and it's Mutter. So Tosh says, why is it Mutter completely? Tosh says, from Tom Vahaka Ava Alifna Iva, Losite Mirsho. Yeshomi Demaid Benochri, Vahachefit Shel Nochri, Da Filu Machnesu Motzi Kol Hayom, Enkan Isu Klau. Came into Ein HaChefet Shel Balabayas, that we're speaking about a goy, and therefore it's the chefetz which he's putting in, it belongs to the goy, and therefore there's no Issa at all, because I'm not a party to a yid's being Bechal Shabbos. It's a goy. And Tosi Shoshanim answers there that when the Gemara says mutter, it means mutter. When it says potter or mutter, it means it relates to the Issa Shabbos, but there's still an Issa of Lifnei Iver. So l'choy, these two terutzim in the Tosis and the Tosis Shoshanim revolve also around this issue, because when it says the Tosis Shoshanim says he's potter on Shabbos and mutter for Shabbos, but there's still an Issa of Lifnei Iver, but that's not an Issa of Shabbos. That's a generic Issa. And Tosis doesn't answer that way, because he says that the Issa that he's doing, since it's Lifnei Iver, is an Issa of Shabbos. And it could be Nafgemina, whether if Lifnei Iver would be considered a Mubal Chal Shabbosos. Now, the Ramban, we said before, the Ramban who says that there's no Yehovah Yahweh, as the Rav explained, as it relates to Issa Avodah Zorah. So you see, the Ramban thinks that Lifnei Iver is a generic Issa, not a specific Issa Avodah Zorah. Yet here, by Venosa Avona, the Ramban says that the husband, that the Lifnei Iver, is this, as if he himself is over by Yahweh. So here you see that the Ramban thinks it's a specific Issa. So apparently, the answer is that the Ramban thinks that the Gzeiras HaKosa V'Nasa Es Avona, then that she's potter completely, but as relates to Nedarim, here the Issa is considered a specific Issa, and that's why the Torah specifies it here by Neder, that the Lifnei Iver of the husband, that it was Goyim her to be over by Yachel, inadvertently, is considered his Issa, and there it's a specific Issa. Even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Ramban would hold that it's an Issa, clearly an Issa B'lo Shem, as we saw, is related to Lifnei Iver by Avodah Zorah. That is not Yehovah Yahweh.